Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be to God. It's an absolute honor to be in the studio once again to bring you the Word of God with our brother and our host, Mel Slade. Glory be to God on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus today. You know, I just want to give honor where honor is due, like the Bible says to do in Jesus' name. Because we're going to be talking about those things and some of those principles about what the Bible tells us to do today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm going to be prayerful for the word at this time that God will bless us and bless me to be used by him just one more time to feed his people off the finest of wheat in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you and I give you the praise, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to be a vessel that you use, Lord God, this moment, this time, right now, Lord God, to feed the world today and all those that are, hallelujah, listening, glory to God, to this broadcast off the finest of wheat, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, with your pure, unadulterated word, Lord God. Take off their blinders that they might see you, Lord. Take off their earplugs that they might hear you, O Lord, calling them, Lord God, unto holiness, unto righteousness, unto salvation, Lord. Take out that old stony heart that doesn't want to receive anything that they've seen or heard. Glory be to God. Don't want to receive no part of the word, Lord God, and put in that soft, fleshy one, Lord Jesus, the one that's able to absorb, hallelujah, and put into fruition the word, hallelujah, glory to God, as it comes forth in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and give us a mind, Lord God, to execute these things and to practice these things and to put those things and make them a high priority in our lives today, Lord God, and every day, Lord God. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise for it, Lord. Hallelujah, because you deserve it, Lord God. Allow me to decrease, Lord God, so that you can increase, Lord God, so you can get all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord again. God has a word for us today, and God's going to step on a few toes today, but that's all right. The word of God cuts more powerful than any two-edged sword, the Bible says. Hallelujah. So when he's cutting, he's trying to get something bad off of you. He's trying to get that cancer off of you. Glory be to God. He's trying to cut it out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You might, hallelujah, glory to God, live in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because he didn't come. Hallelujah. Glory to God for all you sanctified folks that think you're holier than thou. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. All you saved folks, glory to God, are already saved. And you, hallelujah, glory to God, understand the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And so you're cheering for, hallelujah, the word of God to go forth in its pure, unadulterated form. You're cheering for people to hear God's word. Hallelujah. Because you are a friend of God. Hallelujah. You're not going to stand in the way of the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. But there's so many ministers today, glory be to God. I'm not going to mention any names, thank you, Jesus. You've even heard them on this program, throw glory be to God, hallelujah, that don't understand what the word of God says, that don't have the truth. If they have the truth, they won't preach it in Jesus' name. I told you the word of God is coming straight down Main Street today. Glory be to God. Any of you preachers that have problems with what I'm saying, just call me, hallelujah. Come let us, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, reason together, hallelujah, with the word of God as our, hallelujah, glory to God, judge. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God, because the word of God isn't wrong, it's right. The word of God doesn't care about, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, what you intended to do, doesn't care about, hallelujah, your curriculum. Thank you, Jesus, but it's all about Jesus Christ today. Glory be to God, hallelujah. I'm going to be speaking from the book of James, the first chapter, so please go get your Bible so you can understand that I'm not making any of this up. Glory be to God, but it's the pure, unadulterated word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Those of you that are in your cars or your homes listening to this, turn your radio up. Thank you, Jesus, because we need to understand these concepts, hallelujah, these teachings, and the word of God today. And I'm going to be talking about, on this topic and this realm, and on this thought, are you really saved or are you just going through the motions? Hallelujah. Are you really saved or are you just going through the motions? Glory be to God. You need to think about that and contemplate on that. Glory be to God. As the word of God goes forth, there's so many people today that think they are saved, but they're just going through the motions. Glory be to God. Because the word of God lets me know, hallelujah, that this generation of time, the people are going to have a form of godliness, but they're going to be denying the power thereof. There's going to be somebody today, after you hear the word of God, you're going to be denying the power thereof, and then you're going to go out to your place of, hallelujah, of religion and of, hallelujah, of service, glory to God, thinking that you're worshiping, but you're not. Glory be to God, because you haven't obeyed the word of God. But you're going to come there, and you're going to congregate, and you're going to have a meeting, and you're going to hear, hallelujah, glory to God, the preacher, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, say some things, hallelujah, glory to God. He's going to go through a soliloquy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. He might even open a Bible and say a few scriptures. Thank you, Jesus, glory be to God. But 99% of the time, he's taking them out of context because he does not have the anointing of God. Thank you, Jesus, which is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. So tired of people coming on this station talking about they have the Holy Spirit and they don't even know what the Holy Spirit is, because God never, hallelujah, glory to God, references the Holy Ghost to the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, learn your Bibles before you get up here thinking about you're going to be a preacher. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Like God has said before so many times, you need to be learned. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You think you should be teaching, but you still need to be taught the word of God says. In the name of Jesus Christ, you need to sit down, shut up, and be quiet and study to show yourself approved. Glory to God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory be to God before you open up your mouth to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This audience of people that's listening to anybody really in Jesus' name, because you're giving out bad information. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's going to have people in the conflict. Glory to God. They're going to think that they're saved, but they're just going to be going through the motions and they're going to wind up in a devil's hell. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Along with you and everything else that you're preaching in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Don't get it twisted, people. There are going to be plenty of preachers. Glory be to God. That are going to bust hell wide open because they did not do what God said. They did not preach the word. They were not instant in season and out of season. And they went up there with their own little soliloquies and telling their own stories and had things going, hallelujah, glory to God, for their own benefit. But what about Jesus Christ? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You women need to get off the radio right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God gave the, hallelujah, glory to God, the holy priesthood. Hallelujah. Glory to God to the Levites. I am positive. I am absolutely 100% sure that they had women back in those days when God ordained, hallelujah, the ministry and the priesthood. Glory be to God. Notice how he did not call just one woman. Well, didn't he use Ruth? Didn't he use so and so and so and so? Yes, he did, but they never preached the word of God from the anointed pulpit, did he? No, did they? No, he did. No, they did not. In the name of Jesus Christ. Again, please call me. Please, hallelujah, challenge me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come, let us reason together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I understand that God uses who he wants to whenever he wants to use him, but the word of God is consistent and it changes not. Man changes, but the word of God doesn't. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He gave the priesthood to the men for a reason. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He made man first, didn't he? In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. He changes not. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name today. Surely if he could use a donkey to speak, surely he could use a woman to speak. But that donkey wasn't preaching, was he? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, I know everything that you're going to say in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. But hallelujah. Learn your Bible, people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you women were supposed to be saying something, why does it say in the New Testament, hallelujah, if you have a problem what's being preached, you women, hallelujah, ask your husbands. Glory be to God. Paraphrasing, thank you, Jesus. If God wanted you to speak, hallelujah, glory to God, to the people, why would he tell you to ask your husbands in the name of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Learn your Bible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But I got to get to James right now. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're going to be in James chapter 1, verse number 19. Are you really saved? Or are you just going through the motions, people? Verse 19 says on this wise, wherefore, my beloved, before I get there, I'm going to start at James 1 and 1, then we're going to jump to 19 so you can understand what's going on here. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. So he's greeting the brethren. They're of the 12 tribes. This is the New Testament, by the way. So you understand, hallelujah, the 12 tribes were, glory to God, ordained and blessed by God and brought to fruition in the Old Testament. Now here we are way in the book of James, and he's still talking about the 12 tribes. See, God changes not, but the dispensation of time changes. Glory be to God. But his word, hallelujah, is forever established in heaven. He's not debating whether it's wrong or whether it's right. He knows the word is right because he is the word. Thank you, Jesus. Just read St. John 1:1. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I wish I had more time today. Thank you, Jesus. But come on out to Bible class on Friday night. Hallelujah. At Effectual Praise 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue in Palmdale. Thank you, Jesus. And ask me any question that you want. Hallelujah. And you'll get an answer through the divine anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. So, hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's talking to the people of God today, but also God's word is so powerful. He's talking to you to think you are the people of God, and he's talking to you that don't even know God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So verse number 19 speaks on this wise. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So God wants you guys today to be quick to hear his word. Be slow to speak, hallelujah, glory to God, and slow to get angry. I know some people are getting mad right now. Thank you, Jesus. I know the word of God has stepped on some toenails right now. I know the word of God has busted some bubbles right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because in doing so, hallelujah, God wants you, hallelujah, glory to God, to get out of your emotions and come on into the true, hallelujah, glory to God, place that God wants you to be so you can be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Watch what 20 says here. For the wrath of a man worketh not the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. You can get mad at me all you want to, but that's not do you any good to get mad at God. Hallelujah. You get mad at God's word. Hallelujah. It doesn't do you any benefit. Thank you, Jesus. Get mad at me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't care. I'm just the messenger. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But don't get mad at God. 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to do what? Save your souls. Hallelujah. See, God wants to save your soul. Thank you, Jesus. But you have to receive the pure, unadulterated word. Let it sink into you. Hallelujah. Till it gets deep down on the inside. Let it get engrafted into your heart. Hallelujah. And the only way that's going to happen is if you receive, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How are you going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Well, my Bible says you have to repent. Glory be to God. My Bible says you have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ by immersion. Immersion in water. Glory be to God for the remission, for the covering of your sins. Then, hallelujah, glory to God. God says he'll bless you then. Hallelujah. Here's two commands. Those are the two commands. Here's the promise. Hallelujah. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's how you qualify. Hallelujah. Glory to God to get into the kingdom of God. But after you do that, thank you, Jesus, you still have to live a holy and acceptable life unto Jesus Christ by obeying his word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have to get the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With meekness. Glory to God. You have to receive the word. Hallelujah. With gladness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to let the word be engrafted into your heart. Thank you, Jesus. You can't get mad at God on the man of God that he's using. Thank you, Jesus, to bring you the word. Hallelujah. I don't care if it's slapping you up all upside your head. Good. Thank you, Jesus. You need to wake up some people. Thank you, Jesus. The only way God can wake you up sometimes is by slapping you upside the head with the word. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you people are going to receive it. Some of you people are not. Glory be to God. But are you, hallelujah, going through the motions, or do you want to really be saved? That's why 22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Thank you, Jesus. Are you really saved, or are you just going through the motions? Hallelujah. The majority of people, hallelujah, are just going through the motions, and they're deceiving their own selves. Thank you, Jesus. The majority of these preachers, glory be to God, that are preaching today, hallelujah, are just going through the motions, and they're deceiving their own selves. Thank you, Jesus. Watch what happens here in 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Don't they love doing that? Oh, let me be seen. Let me look at myself. Look at me. Look at me. I'm so this. I'm so that. I'm so wonderful. I'm so outstanding. And you ain't did nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God has just ordained the last breath that you're taking. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He ordains every heartbeat. Hallelujah. It pumps through your chest. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But mankind wants to take credit for everything that God does. Oh, bless his wonderful name today, because he thinks he's so outstanding. Glory be to God. He thinks he's so spectacular. Thank you, Jesus. He thinks he's so worthy of anything. anything, but you didn't die for mankind. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't save nobody. You didn't lay down your life. Thank you, Jesus. You didn't shed one drop of blood on Calvary's wicked cross. Thank you, Jesus. Mankind was incapable, hallelujah, glory to God, of bringing, hallelujah, glory to God, mankind back to redemption. Thank you, Jesus. So an almighty God had to step out of glory into a body. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And the word became flesh. My Bible lets me know. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's every bit God, but every bit man at the same time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 24 says, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. You hear this nonsense being preached and you forget, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, about, hallelujah, what God says, thank you, Jesus. You forget about what manner of man that you are, thank you, Jesus, even after you hear the word, thank you, Jesus, glory be to God. That's why God says, hallelujah, be, hallelujah, swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. That's what wrath means. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Watch what 25 says here, glory be to God. But see, there's always a flip side to everything that God says in his word. Thank you, Jesus. But are you really saved? Or are you just going through the motions? Because see, if you really want to be saved, you're going to hear the word of God. The word of God is going to come and it's going to cut you. It's going to tear some things down so it can build some things up in righteousness, glory to God, and in holiness, without which no man shall see God. Thank you, Jesus. I was asked earlier, hallelujah, glory to God, what's the difference between the apostolics and everybody else? The apostolics live in holiness, thank you, Jesus, without which no man shall see God. So are you really saved, or are you just going through the motions? Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. So many people get on the station talking about they got the Holy Spirit. They ain't got nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They talk about they have a spirit-filled service. You liar. You ain't got nothing. How are you going to have a spirit-filled service without the anointing of the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Jesus. You don't even believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Talking about you got a spirit-filled service. Shut up. Stop perpetrating a fraud. Thank you, Jesus. Stop lying to these people. Shame on you. That's right. God says it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But you're so busy looking at that glass, aren't you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But whosoever looketh into the glory of God. Thank you. God's going to speak to somebody right now. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, which means freedom, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hallelujah. So are you doing what the word of God says? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I don't care what denomination you are. I don't care, hallelujah, glory to God, what you call yourselves. Are you doing what the word of God says? Thank you, Jesus. Because if you're doing what the word of God says, hallelujah, you're going to obey the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the doctrine of Jesus Christ clearly tells us, hallelujah, glory to God, to follow the teachings of the apostles. Thank you, Jesus. They were handpicked by Jesus Christ. They were seen with Jesus last. Hallelujah. They were there when he walked here on earth. They were there when he ascended. They'll be there when he comes back. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't get caught up, hallelujah, in your personal feelings. That's what God says. Don't get mad. Be slow to get angry. Thank you, Jesus. Don't get caught up, hallelujah, in your personal emotions or your feelings. Don't get caught up in these preachers lying to you. Even on this program, I don't care where they're lying to you at. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God surely doesn't. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just bold enough to be used by, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people ain't going to like this. Glory be to God. But I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. Because I love you, but God loves you more. Hallelujah. He wants you to get the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can understand, are you saved? Or are you just going through the motion? Watch what happens here in 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's what? Religion is in vain. Hallelujah. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. How can you do that without the Holy Ghost? How can you do that without the Spirit of God, hallelujah, deep down on the inside? How can you do that without obeying the Word of God? Hallelujah. I wish I had more time, because there's so much more here. But God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. He loves you. In Jesus' name.